Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Intentional. Last night I was feeling caught in the comparison loop. You know, when you're scrolling on social and you're like, wow, I wish my bedroom looked like this, or I wish my nails looked like that, or I wish my hair looked like, and you start doubting yourself and your self-worth, and you wish you looked different, and you wish you had a different skill set, and you were further along in your goals than you are, and you get off the app and you just feel like, ugh, I'm sick of my progress. I'm sick of trying so hard but never feeling like it's going to pay off. Or the times that it does pay off, it's in such a little dose. You're like, I want more. I feel like my effort isn't worth just this little teeny tiny win that may or may not work out. I caught myself in that last night, and my fiance so graciously said, where is your head at? I don't hide emotions very well, and I didn't say anything. I just kind of was stewing internally because I watched a couple of videos on TikTok that said, here are the reasons why your video isn't performing as good as you want it to. Your content sucks, it's not aesthetic enough, you're not this, you're not that. And I totally understand. They are just being helpful. And I do appreciate when people give that hard truth, tough love, because most of the time, it's true. If someone's video isn't exciting or enjoyable, I'm not going to stick around and watch it just to be nice. But I put a lot of effort into my content, and sometimes they don't perform as well as I want them to. And there's a lot going on. There's a lot that has to do with it, and I have a lot to learn. I do this all myself, and I need help, and I'm in the process of trying to figure out who is the right person to add, and is it a freelancer? Is it an agency company? Like, who is the right person? And I just told him, I suck. I'm not doing a good enough job. And he was like, okay, with that information, what could you do? Could you reach out to someone and see if they'll help you make better content? Could you have someone come in and teach you how to hashtag it and try to make content that works with the algorithm and works with the upcoming trends? Because even though you could do it, the content you're making isn't doing as well as you'd like to. So this information only presents one outcome. You need help. And instead of getting emotionally wrapped up into feeling like a victim and poor me and I can't do this and I'm trying so hard and it's not working, he really just gave me the facts as non-emotional as they were. And I was inspired by that, because sometimes it takes someone who's not in your shoes to talk some sense into you and just remind you that you're doing your best, but why isn't it working? How can you get honest with yourself to look at the facts instead of making up excuses of, well, it could be this or it could be this, but it's probably not either of those. It's probably just that you haven't taken the step yet to make progress that you know you should. Probably there's something standing in your way. Maybe it's afraid of making a financial commitment. Maybe it's you've gotten hurt in the past, or you've hired someone who hasn't worked out. So maybe you're afraid to hire someone else because you're expecting that to not work out, because your brain only knows the time that it didn't work out. And I just think it's worth giving a situation perspective from a non-emotional place. Like, with this information that's presented, with my videos not doing as well on social media as I want them to, number one, I'm not posting on TikTok as much as I should. I know I should post on TikTok. I've been seeing all these videos. It says Instagram's probably going to be dead next year. I hope not, because I have a great following on there. But it means I got to kick up my TikTok content. It means I have to hashtag it correctly. I have to make it visually pleasing enough for people to want to stay on it. And I also have to make it exciting, make it something people want to tune out to. What I get annoyed about with social media often is I don't want to be sold to. Like, I'm going on there to escape my reality, to escape my workday and just laugh and learn something and grow and, you know, carry on feeling better after. So when I post videos, I post them with the intention of you walking away from it saying, you know what, you're right. We don't have that many days left in summer, and I don't want to be booked all day. I want to have the space and freedom to go outside and go for a walk or sit on the porch and read a book. And that makes you, even on a subconscious level, there's part of your brain that is keeping that stored so that the next time someone asks you to do something on the weekend, you're like, you know what? I actually would just rather stay home. I'd rather have a slow Saturday instead of having, I have to go here, I have to go to this party, I have to go to dinner. Everything is so scheduled. Like, our weeks are so scheduled. So long story short, that was one of the reels that I posted on Instagram. And it wasn't selling a product and it wasn't promoting a podcast. It was simply just dropping a piece of information that may or may not help you to live with more intention. At the end of the day, it still falls within the same values that I have for the show, for my products, but before I expect somebody to listen or to buy a product, I want them to make sure that their values match my own. And I want someone to feel like they're part of the community. They're part of our corner of the internet before they actually buy. So all of this to say, I was feeling emotional. I wasn't looking at the situation as accurately as I should have been because I was clouding it with my own emotional involvement, which is just unnecessary, especially in business. Especially when you're doing your best, you're trying your hardest, you've reached your ceiling. Maybe the truth is that you just need help. This happened when I was getting back into working out a couple of years ago. This happened when I'm growing my business. I ask for help, but in some areas I have a blind spot up and I have a hard time asking because why? Well, I am a control freak and I have an ego and I like to do a good job. And sometimes I have a hard time trusting other people. So the purpose of why I'm sharing this with you is I want you to look at your own life and look at what's not working, what you keep going back to and trying to fix, even though each time you try to fix it, you are not doing something different. You keep doing the same thing. And the same thing isn't working. So let's say you want to start promoting your business more. Well, start making it a goal to post 4 times a week on your social media. Going from 0 posting or occasionally posting to 4 structured posts makes such a huge difference. And once you get people talking about it, you have more of a likely chance of getting people to sign up with you or buy your product. Maybe you want to get in shape. And you know that you need to lose weight to feel better about yourself, or you know that you need to push yourself a little harder in the gym. Maybe you need a personal trainer. Those kind of things. You have to do something different than what you're doing because currently what you're doing isn't working. And instead of getting emotional about it, what if you looked at the facts for what they were and saw, okay, plan A isn't working. Let's try plan B. And if that doesn't work, go to plan C until you have to go through the alphabet backwards and forwards to make sure that you are constantly stepping out of your comfort zone and keep going to figure out what works. I wanted to share these thoughts out loud with you because oftentimes people who are just starting their businesses want to pick my brain and ask, what am I doing wrong? Or how can I grow? And I also workshop this in my own life, in my own brain. I've reached this new level. How can I continue to grow? How can I not get stagnant and stuck and make progress and really build this business, build my physique, build up my health, my fulfillment, my relationship, whatever? People often ask, what do you really need to do? And what you really need to do is have a routine or a system where every single week, to say every single day is a lot. So let's just say every single week, every single month, you are accurately looking at where you are and the distance between where you are right now, where you want to be, and the smallest steps you can take to get there. What realistically are you avoiding that you know you need to do to be happier? I cannot tell you how many people, when I work a vendor event, how many people come up to my table and talk to me about anxious thoughts they have at night and how they wish they could calm down their brain. And I pull out the good night journal. This is the tool. This is the routine. It takes you 5 to 10 minutes. You can work through whatever's on your mind, or you can simply just change the channel. You can turn to something good instead of dwelling on something not so good. And they're like, yeah, but I'd never stick to it. Yeah, but I know that this isn't for me. I'm not into journaling. I'm not into the feelings thing. And I'm like, you just told me your problem. I'm offering you a self-awareness solution that has nothing to do with me. This is a solo private routine. But they're like, no, that's not it. That's not for me. Like, they're telling themselves in their head that this isn't going to work. I can't tell you how often that happens. And you can accurately picture this from listening to this from an outside perspective. You can see, like, duh, why wouldn't they pick up this journal? And while I sometimes ask myself the same question, I also understand that we have blind spots and we can't see them. And that's why having a really solid friend group of people who are honest and who aren't afraid to tell you what's really going on with the intention of wanting to help you is so important. But even more important than that, workshopping something through a written practice of this is where I want to be, this is what I need to do to get there. Two or three things that are simple, that are within your reach to get there. How come you're not doing it? So, yeah, that was my thought process last night. I know that I'm not the only one that goes through this. And I hope that if you're up against a problem right now, you are actively doing this, thinking about it, looking at possible solutions instead of holding yourself back from a place of ego, from a place of poor me, why isn't this working? Like, it's not working because part of the formula is off. So, a little tough love, but I hope that you take this with a grain of salt. With the fact that you know I care about you, you know I want the best for you, and I am not exempt from this. These are just what I workshopped in my journal, thoughts spoken out loud. So I hope that this helps you if you find yourself in a situation where you're looking to grow and you're not sure what next step to take. Maybe ask for help or look at the situation from a bird's eye view. What is the simplest step you can take that you are avoiding because of some kind of internal conflict. All right, you guys, have a great week.